The views expressed on this podcast is strictly of the host and any subsequent guests. In other words, this ain't got shit to do with my employer.
Whole team committed, gotta go and get it, chose to be ignorant, that was the decision, whole team committed, gotta go and get it, chose to be ignorant, that was the decision.
I done came down, still hollering, what's up with it, I do it for my fam, friends and my enemies, we choose to be ignorant, I blow smoke like incense, all my folks go get it, rough show the realest, so multi-million, oh what a feeling, never seen a ceiling, we are in the building, rather build the building, work to do plenty, no time for chilling, put on for my city. Ignorant choices, 300 horses, self-worth more than your Porsches, bring it to your front door, where your porch is, gorgeous, looking like a Basquiat portrait, that means I'm feeling blacker than ever, young black male, get the bag, package delivered, shout out to my brother on a whole nother level, Mr. Rough Show, can't no one do it better,
We back. Man, I'm glad to be here once again. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, listening to the Ignorant by Choice podcast. Woo! So, how everybody been? Hope everybody's week's been good. Mine's been good. One of these days, I got to share the stories about the wildlife at my job, because it's ridiculous. Matter of fact, I'm going to share a quick story about what happened day before yesterday. Last night. So I work overnight. And I work out in the country. I live in the city, but I work out in the country. I'm on my lunch break. Like I said, it's overnight, so it's around like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I go sit in my car, listen to sports radio. And so lunch is over with. I'm walking to go back in the building, right? So as I'm walking, I realized there's like a huddle of deer just at the door. Like, at the door. And I, now, usually, you know, when deer see you, they run. Or at least, you know, back away. But this time, they wasn't. And it's probably because they had some, they had two baby deer with them. And I forgot what's the correct word from. I think it's either fawns or dons or something to that extent. I'm really not sure. But I say it was maybe about four or five deer. That was just chilling at the front door. And so here I go. I try to kind of walk up to get them to kind of like, you know, maybe just, you know, run off somewhere. And no, that's not how it went at all. Like, I guess because the youngins was there, the three adult ones, I'm assuming that one of them at least was a mom's and other ones were two guys. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you which is which. None of them had antlers, so I just knew they were just really big. And so as I'm walking and I'm getting closer, so they start getting defensive. And I'm like, hey fam, this what you doing, bro? Just go ahead and run like y'all normally do, fam. No. They started they started getting a little agitated and started coming towards me. So I'm like, hey, I'm about to get jumped by some deer, fam. Like, and ain't nobody out here, dog. I'm like, man, this is wild. So they did not leave from out in front of the door. So what I had to do is I just had to walk around to the other side of the building and then go into the building that way. Because the deer weren't playing, man. They got aggressive. The three big ones got aggressive by the two young ones, man. And I really ain't want no smoke, man. Like, I really didn't want no smoke. Like, because I work, I'm not allowed to bring my firearm. So, wasn't going to be no deer hunting, right? I was just about to get ran down by some deers, dog. Like, by some deer, not deers with an S. I was just going to get ran down by some deer, bro. Now, that would have been it. That would have been it, a rough show, bro. Like, when nobody came outside till people started coming in to work that morning, I'd have just been out there laid out on the concrete with deer print all across my body, bro, with my head smashed in. So, you know, I felt like walking around was the best option. To survive, because I'm not fighting three deer, bro. I'm not fighting them, bro. Like, I'm not. But anyway, speaking of animals, so on Twitter the last couple of days, I would say for probably about a week now, there's been something trending called black breed or breed black, I mean, that's what it is. Breed black and black bread. And I know y'all like, well, man, what is that? And for the people who haven't seen the post yet, it's a post, usually it's a screenshot of a couple of Twitter accounts that's aimed towards breeding black. And when I say breeding black, I mean white women being impregnated by black men. So basically it's like it's pretty much a fetish of wanting to have mixed kids. So, you know, you're fetishizing, it's basically a fetish of black men and a fetish of mixed kids. And when I say fetish of mixed kids, I don't necessarily mean like a sexual fetish as it is with black men, and it seems to be more so of only black men and white women, not reverse, like white men and black women. And so that's basically what it is. So I see this and I'm like, man, dog, this can't be real. Like, so, you know, I'm checking the replies and people responding to it. Of course, you got some lame ass dudes, black men, you know, who seem to be okay with that type of stuff. I think that's lame, especially if you allow somebody to fetishize you, you know, in that manner. Because this is my thing, right? So just because you sleep with a person of color, like you sleep with a man of color and you're a white woman, that doesn't make you not racist. That makes you just being attracted to black men, and black men are a byproduct of black women. And so if you're not rooting or empathizing or taking up for black women the way you are taking up for black men, or even if you are taking up for black men, I don't even know if you really are. You could, like I said, just be fetishizing them and, you know, when, sleep with us black men. You're still a racist. Like, you're still a racist. It's still problematic. I mean, the whole concept of black breeding, breed black or black bread, all of that is still, like, that shit problematic under no circumstances. Like, that's not cool. It's very problematic, the the men, the black men who uplive, you know, uphold this shit, they problematic too, in the highest form. But with that being said, I did do my research on this. So I wanted to see if it was real, like if this was something that was actual real, or is this just like another one of them internet hoax? Like is this just something put together? Is there any validity to it? And so I checked Facebook, because Facebook has a group for everything. And so, you know, I put in the hashtag in the search engine, blase blase. I couldn't find anything about it except for, like, you know, breeding horses or breeding certain black, like, Labradors or dogs and things of that nature. If the group does exist on Facebook, it's under a certain name that I can't find or that I don't know about. So it's not on Facebook. So I was like, okay. So from there, like, okay, I was like, well, let me put this in the Google search bar and see how much information can I come up with. Because the reason I'm doing all this research, because like one of the first things I said in my prelude to this podcast is about learning and, you know, kind of sort of discrediting memes that are present, that go viral on Facebook, just to see if anything that's in them, you know, kind of holds any truth to it. And so in this situation, this is one of the examples of what we call meme ministry, just a meme that might not hold that much truth to it. Now, does black breeding black exist, or black bread, does it exist? Is there a group of women who fetishize, or white women who fetishize black men? Of course. Do they fetishize mixed kids? Of course. I just was unable to locate any actual group or anything on Google about it. Oh, but what I did find. And like, which if you just went to the profile of it on Twitter, of the people that's in the screenshots, you would come to find out that this is basically it's a porn category. Like, it's literally a porn category. Like, so when I went to the Twitter pages of these people, these are basically porn pages of basically, you know, black men smashing black women. I mean, black men smashing white women. Like, it's strictly like, it's legit. Like, it's a porn category. Well, at least that's what the Twitter page was. So, you know, of course, I went to Pornhub, and I was like, well, let me put this in the search engine and see if it'll pull up here. And then, true enough, that's exactly what pulled up. It was just a bunch of black men sleeping with white women. That's basically all this porn. A lot of it is, you know, dominating porn, or, you know, trying to think of the words to say, the proper ways of saying it. But it's basically black men, you know, dominating white women. And that's basically all that really just pulled up, that type of stuff. And by the way, let me make this clear. I don't have any problems with interracial dating. Don't have a problem with black men dating white women, white men dating black women, or whatever. Like, I have absolutely no issue with interracial dating. I have done it before. I've dated outside of my race before. So I'd be a hypocrite if I got on here and said, you know, oh, don't do this, don't do that. I mean, love who you love, but just make sure that who's loving you isn't looking at you as a fetish, or looking at you as, you know, being trendy. Or looking at it as, oh, I just really want the mixed kids so they can have the quote unquote good curly hair and things of that nature. Or, you know, using you as, I just want to piss my parents off. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to be mindful of those things when you're dating people outside of your race. But outside of that, I mean, hey, man, go for you. Do you love who you love? I'm one of those type of people that believe, you know, love has no color. Even though I'm black, I do love and enjoy black love. I think it's beautiful. I think it's one of the richest and most gorgeous and beautiful type of love that exists, black love. So, I mean, and that's, of course, because I'm black, so I love black love. So I don't have a problem with interracial dating. Like I said, I've done it before, so I'm not gonna sit here and act like I'm against it or anything of that nature. Just, you know, to entertain the masses. Nah, that's not what this is. But the black breeding thing, from my understanding, from what I could find on it, if anybody who's listening to this, if you can point me in the right direction. To, you know, to a group or something to where it can verify even further if it's real or not, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shout me out. I mean, you know, tag me, do something, let me know. Cause I would love to talk about it because while I disagree with it, I think, I think awareness is cool. But like I said, I think the whole concept of it is problematic if it is real outside of a porn category. Like, if this is something that people are, a group of people collectively are doing, because I know for a fact there are white women who fetishize black men, but don't necessarily care about the struggles or the rights of black people as a whole, or white women who date black men but don't like black women, but think that because they sleep with black men, or put a dick in their mouth, black dick in their mouth, that they now have the right to speak on black women. And that's just totally false. Something I will never, ever, ever tolerate. From anybody that if I was dating a white woman or an Asian woman or anything, because if you have a child with them and they, you know, and if it's a girl, it's going to be a little black girl. She's going to be mixed, but her black features 9 times out of 10 are going to be her dominant features. Those are going to be the features that you can see. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'll never go for that. I'll never go for, you know, bad mouthing or discrediting black women under any circumstance, especially from somebody outside of our race who don't understand our culture, don't understand our struggles, don't understand our obstacles, or, you know, don't understand or our triumphs or our wins and all the things that we have done and created and manifested and accomplished. So, yeah, but that's pretty much it. This is going to be a short episode, man, because it wasn't much to talk about once I found out, once I couldn't find too much information on it, and realizing that it's really just somebody who took some screenshots off of some porn pages on Twitter and put them together, because that's really just a simple porn category that you can find on any porn site, I'm assuming. It's crazy, though, because I've seen, like, the porn with the black women, I mean, the black men and the white women, but never have I seen that hashtag. And I'm not saying I'm no porn expert, but I definitely ain't no beginner on that bitch either. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's all I got for y'all today, man. And I appreciate y'all tuning in, listening. Of Of course, you know where to find me at on all social media. Twitter, IBC Pod, underscore, Instagram, Ignorant by Choice, underscore podcast, Facebook, Ignorant by Choice podcast. Of course, I got my website, ignorantbychoice.simplecast.com. You can catch this episode on all major streaming apps, you know, Apple, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Breaker, all that other good stuff. But definitely, I appreciate you guys coming out, listening. This is your boy, Rough Show. Thank you for tuning in to Ignorant by Choice. Peace and blessings.
Shout out to my brother on a whole nother level. Mr. Rough Show, can't no one do it better.